Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. You might be used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes of the podcast, and today is a special bonus episode in partnership with Ask Class. I'm excited to bring you another special bonus episode on a Sunday. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today, and it will take you to all of the resources I mentioned. This episode is sponsored by Ask Class. Ask Class creates an environment for students to feel comfortable talking to one another through thousands of curated icebreaker questions, lo-fi music that students love, and a quick memory game about their classmates. Be a part of this movement by visiting askclass.com. That's ASKCLASS.com. Get $25 off on all premium features by using the code Monica at checkout. Today's episode is titled How to Boost Classroom Conversations, a bonus episode with Ask Class. You'll hear my conversation with Damon Moon, where we talk about his experience as an adjunct professor and what he's learned from giving space and guidance for class discussions. Whether you're teaching first grade, middle school, biology, or social studies, you know the power of building strong connections in your classroom. Damon shares a few stories and actionable ideas to help boost conversations in your classroom this school year. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have you on so that listeners can learn more about your work and help us dive in to this big topic together. So before we jump in, tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, a little bit about your role and background. Would love to learn more as we get ready to dive in today.
Yeah. Hello, Monica and Easy EdTech listeners. I'm super excited to be here. I am so grateful for all the resources that you've been sharing on the podcast and the blog, and it's been very helpful for me, especially throughout the pandemic. My name is Damon Moon, and I'm an entrepreneur turned educator. I co-founded a relationship-based student engagement platform called Ask Class, and I also teach as an adjunct professor at San Jose State University in California. Backing up a little bit, I spent the majority of my career in management consulting, helping large companies grow, expand, and become more efficient. And in this industry, in the consulting industry, having the relationship skills, whether it's with your clients, with your peers, or leaders, that relationship skill is just as important as having the knowledge or skills to actually do the work. And growing up, I was fortunate enough to be exposed to different languages and cultures from an early age. I was born in New York and lived in Seoul, Miami, Shanghai, Rio de Janeiro, and Los Angeles before moving up to the Bay Area. And I remember attending 5 different elementary schools. So because there was a constant moving in my family, making new friends became my survival mechanism. Yeah. So although I am naturally more of an introvert, I made a lot of efforts to make new friends wherever I go to a new place and start living there. So when everything shut down through COVID in 2020 and I started to see the social fabric of relationships and friendships in the classroom start to wither away, I knew I had to do something. So that's how I started Ask Class.
So tell us then, you know, what is Ask Class and what led you to create this platform?
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what was going on among the students until I actually started teaching. I think it's a very challenging time right now, both for the students and the teachers. And I see that there's a downward trend especially in the college classrooms, downward trend in enrollment, the attendance and completion rates. And I've heard and seen many students express their anger and animosity toward their classmates. But it doesn't stop there. Students today are anxious, they're depressed, and they're lonely. There was a study by University of Michigan, Healthy Minds Network. This was conducted last year. They surveyed more than 550,000 students in 500 campuses. And what was shocking to me was 41% of respondents expressed they're depressed, and 34% that they are anxious. So we at Ask Class believe that one of the main causes of these symptoms is the relationship issues. So we started asking ourselves, why is this happening and how can we address this? Our conclusion is that today's students, they don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to have a conversation that happens in real time, back and forth, expressing their thoughts, emotions with others. They don't know how to handle rejections. And many of the interactions that they have today are based on text or chat. And I see this all the time with my own kids. So our mission at Ask Class is to equip the next generation with the social and emotional skills that build relationship, resilience, and character. And as educators, we have an opportunity to make an impact on this very, very important societal problems of helping students develop social and emotional skills. Because if we as teachers, if we don't teach them these skills, who are going to teach them? So the relationship skills is something that these students are going to use, not just in their classrooms today, but this is something that will continue to use throughout their life as they grow older. So how do we do this? How are we going to address this issue? And our approach to this relationship problem is letting the students talk. So how can we let the students talk? But some of you might be saying, Damon, I'm already overwhelmed. I'm doing so many things on top of teaching and preparation. So how are we going to do this? And my answer to that is, yes, I hear you. And that's exactly why we exist. At Ask Class, we are making it easier for teachers like you to create an environment where students are engaged, students can talk more and build more relationships without spending the time and effort in creating these environments. So that is what Ask Class is all about.
You know, it's really interesting as you were talking and, you know, sharing a bit about your adjunct experience. I know I've taught at the adjunct level. I've taught in elementary classrooms. I've spent time right in pre-K all the way up through professional development. As we're recording this, I'm in Texas today, where I spent the day with educators who are here during their summertime, right, learning about ed tech topics. And that idea of facilitating discussions, providing time for pausing and talking, and really letting ideas marinate for students, but also giving them plenty of time to connect with one another and build relationships. Maybe it's for a short term, right? Just a couple week course, or maybe it's for a full semester or whole school year. So, you know, let's unpack this idea of giving students more opportunities to talk. You know, what are some ways teachers can provide these opportunities?
Yeah, that's a good question. One of the interesting things that I found was that today's students don't naturally talk to each other. It's very different from, you know, even a decade ago. They feel awkward, and if they feel awkward to start a conversation with someone they don't know already, they feel awkward to even have a conversation with the people that they know. So what can we do as teachers in creating a condition or an environment that encourages conversation? And after researching this topic on relationship and engagement, I found out there are five principles that could be leveraged. So the first step is establishing a no device policy. And this is a critical step, because once the other person is looking at their phone, looking at their screen, then this person approaching them has no other choice but to look at the phones too. So at the beginning of my classes, I'm going around the classroom saying, close your laptops, put away your phones, talk to each other. There's a question on the screen, find someone to talk to. And I think that is the most important step. The second thing is giving them a particular topic to have a conversation. I think they need to have a focused conversation around a particular topic that is relevant enough for them, but fresh enough. So it's not the same question all the time. It's fresh enough that they will reveal something new about them. And I think it just takes too long to dive deeper in just a matter of like 5 minutes when the conversation starts with a typical small talk. So how's it going, my friend? So that's the second point, giving them the topic to discuss. The third point is creating an ambiance. It's not easy to start a conversation when the room is dead silent. And I conducted many experiments at the beginning of class to find out what is the right kind of ambiance. And music really helps create that ambiance or environment for discussion. So it turns out it's the instrumental piano music or the so-called lo-fi music. Students love lo-fi music. So this is also true for Zoom classes. So nobody wants to be on Zoom and wait in silence for 5 minutes. So having these music and creating that ambiance is one of the most important things for giving them the opportunities to talk. The fourth point is actually calling their names. And this is the so-called the cold calling method, which completely changed my classroom dynamic. So instead of waiting for a hand to go up on my discussion questions in class, I call on their names to speak up. And this is very interesting because minority students feel more comfortable to be called upon to share their thoughts rather than raising their hands to speak up. So this dynamic of calling their names helps the students to come prepared to class because there's a chance of being called upon. So fourth point is calling their names. Fifth point is making it fun. Many of today's students are spending a big chunk of their time on games. So essentially, as teachers, we're competing with YouTube and Fortnite. And it has become much harder to draw the students into the lecture, into the classroom, without some kind of a gamified incentive structure. They're seeking some kind of a feedback system that acknowledges their efforts and participations made in class. So the class needs to be a little bit more fun through these gamification and reward systems. So these are the five principles that sets the tone throughout your class, especially when these five things are done at the beginning of the class. It has such a long-term impact throughout your class on that day and throughout your semester. And we have implemented all of these already on Ask Class so that it's easy, just one click for the teachers to leverage in the classrooms.
I love how you shared a routine, right? Something that you could replicate every day, right? That music starts, it signals to students. I know for some of our younger students or certain populations of students during, especially with, I know some of the learners I work with, sometimes cold calling can be a little tough if you don't give those individual students a heads up that you want them to share, kind of prep them for those moments. But I really like, and it reminded me actually of a book that was recommended to me recently that I read over the spring called The Art of Gathering. And in the book, they talk so much about creating that ambiance and having a focus, right, for a conversation. And it does just what you said, right? Remove some of the fluff, right, of that small talk. You know, as tempting as it is to talk about the weather or what you thought of, you know, what you watched on Netflix last night or whatever that might be, right? I like that idea of having a focus prompt that can really push students to dive into something that might be a little below the surface level. Doesn't mean it's an overpersonal, right, or anything like that, but something that gives them a moment to pause and share something that might feel a little less, you know, fluffy, if you will. So, you know, so much of what we're talking about today connects to a topic that I know I featured here on the blog and the podcast, especially the past 2 years or so, which is, you know, this idea of social emotional learning. And, you know, I've seen it in action, you know, where kids are talking and making connections and building those relationships. And, you know, tell us more about how can purposeful class discussions help promote SEL goals or help students strengthen SEL skills?
Yeah, social-emotional learning is, I think, one of the most important perspectives to have, especially as the schools finally come back to more of a normal semester. Pretty much all of our classes in my school is opening up for the in-person classes. So the ability to express and regulate their emotions while having a strong sense of identity and self-worth, very important part of their growth and maturity in those formative years. So social emotional learning is a very important part, but our approach to SEL is different. I would say ask class is like salt. We enhance the flavor of your classes. So it's not a separate curriculum. It's not an assessment, but it's more of a structure, a routine of a classroom that focuses on peer relationships to enhance student engagement. So we do this with three main things. And first thing is we focus on the relationships through the reflection questions that are positive and encouraging. So it's not just about, some of the questions are very light weighted, but a lot of the majority of the questions that we have are self-reflective questions. So this helps them think and reflect on who they are and how they would respond to a certain situation. So for example, one of the questions that we have on the platform is share about a time when you helped someone in need, or have you ever forgiven anyone who has made a mistake? So first thing is this reflection questions. Second thing is that we help students build relationship by encouraging them to listen carefully, actually listening. So after the students talk to each other about the discussion questions, they are given the opportunity to share it with class. And this is very different from, let's say, an online discussion board, which also helps, you know, student engagement and so forth, but or simply responding with a click of a button. Because the students have to really listen attentively because they have to share it with class afterwards. And the last point is that these are real stories. These are stories of my classmates. So it's not a multiple choice or a hypothetical situation, but more of actual stories that their peers, their classmates are sharing with them personally. So even though they might have a different point of views on a certain topic, or they might disagree, there's a higher likelihood for them to get along better because now they understand their background. They understand their stories, what they went through. So the fact that these are real stories is another point that's different. So what we're doing here is posing carefully curated and crafted questions so that the students can have those conversations, and those conversations will lead to better relationships among the students in the classroom. So again, this is not a curriculum, this is not an assessment, but actual practice of SEL and relationship building skills that any teacher can leverage in their classrooms.
You know, and giving kids the opportunity to talk it out, especially for questions that might feel a little heavier than they're normally used to tackling, right? Or asking them to share experiences where someone might need a moment, right, to think about the best way to frame or to share in a way that's comfortable with them. You know, I think the value of the face-to-face, right, like reading someone else's cues, allowing someone the space to take a deep breath before they share, or the space to, why don't you start first? Or I'm ready if you need a second, right? So just that kind of ability to bounce back and forth, give students the wait time if they need it to think of an idea or story to share, but then also that learning more about each other. And, you know, I know that when I, you know, talk about SEL pieces or point back to different components of, say, the CASEL framework, right? There's a lot of components there that are already happening in classrooms, right? When we're valuing discussions or we're providing the space for these things to happen. And so I like the idea of really leveling it up by the purposefulness and providing that time and space. So, you know, if an educator is listening today and really wants to make this commitment to carve out more time for class discussions, what are some of the things or some of the results that, you know, they can expect to see as the school year progresses?
Yeah, I, as an educator, I've been using Ask Class in my own classroom for several semesters now, and it completely changed the classroom dynamic. For me, it has become much easier to teach, and the classroom is much smoother because I'm now focusing on the content. I don't have to worry about spending the time and energy to make sure that the students are engaged, make sure that the students are focused. They come to class and they are engaged and they're focused. So that's been really different after I started using Ask Class. So several things that I want to point out here are participation, attendance, and teamwork. So for participation, I see way more people participating. I'm calling on their names to speak up. So at any given class, about 50% of my 45 student class are speaking up. And over the course of a 3-week period, about 80% of students are participating. So this is a significant change compared to just waiting for the volunteer to raise their hand and answer the discussion question. And it really removes a burden from my end to select the right person, remember on the fly the person's name, and remember how many times this person has participated in the last 3 weeks. So all of this is at the fingertips of the educator. So that's been really helpful. The second point is attendance. And I've seen sustained attendance throughout my semester. And I've heard other classes that are teaching similar topics. Some of their classes dropped to less than 50% of attendance throughout the semester. And I was able to maintain a high 80s to 90s. And this was all during COVID in-person classes. So I've been really grateful for that. And it's also same for the online classes. My online classes had about 100 students in my class, and I was able to maintain 90 to about 95% attendance throughout the semester. So attendance rate got completely changed, and that was several standard deviations different from the other classes that I've heard. And the biggest difference is the teamwork. Before ASK class, I had several teams come to me and complain about their team members. So-and-so is not participating. It looks like I'm doing all the work. But after ASK class, using ASK class at the beginning of class, I see them enjoying their team projects, actually putting the work and making new friends. And the most exciting thing to hear is that several students come up to me at the end of the semester and say that they made good friends from my class, and they all decided to take another classes as a group as a result of my class. So that's been really the key differentiator. And I think the best part for my sake is now I see the smiles on their faces. I see a sense of interest and curiosity in their eyes in my class. So I think emotionally, I think that's the best thing that I see that's different before and after using ASK class. So much has helped me in using this. So I hope the listeners can also benefit from using ASK class.
Yeah, well, as we get ready to finish up here, you know, can you explain to us what exactly ASK class does? I know we've talked about it a bunch here already, but, you know, maybe even just sharing what it looks like in terms of what you offer teachers, schools, and districts. And then, of course, we're going to link out to plenty of places for people to click on and explore and learn more. But I want to make sure listeners know how to connect with you and learn more about your work, too.
Yeah, absolutely. There are three main things that you can find on askclass.com. They are open questions, random person selector, and games, all of which lead to letting the students talk more. So first, the open questions are an icebreaker questions that you can use at the beginning of your class. We have about more than several hundreds of questions that are relevant to the lives of the students. And I also have a background music player built in, and also have a timer. So students can enjoy this ambiance and they know exactly when this discussion time is going to end. So that's all built into one screen, and that helps the students feel welcomed and it makes them feel comfortable to start a conversation. So that's the open question. The second one is the random person selector. So we call this RPS, and this selects your students in your class at random. So you can use this to call the names of your students to answer a particular question. So after the open questions, I can use the random person selector to call on someone. Hi, John, what did you hear from your partner on this discussion question that we just had? The cool thing about the random person selector is that you can also use it from your phone. You can just use your mobile browser to go to askclass.com and then select the person right there from your phone. And also you can award and grant participation points directly from the mobile phone. So you can keep track of who participated, how much, and you can select the people who haven't been participating so that you give them an equal chance to speak up. The third part is the games. We currently have two games, This or That, True or False. These two games are the games that is inspired from the games that these students already play. So these are basically memory games that help people, help the students express who they are and remember the personalities and the choices of the classmates. So this is really fun and engaging. So if you're a teacher, you can simply go to askclass.com and start using all these features for free. But if you're a leader at your school, if you're a part of the district, and you want to pilot or test this software, this Ask Class platform, I'll be more than happy to have a conversation with you. So you can leave us your contact information on our website. If you go to the bottom of the website, you'll see a contact us page, or you can email me directly at damon@askclass.com and we can start a conversation. So far, we have about 400 teachers that have been onboarded from about 100 schools across the country. And I hope all of the listeners can join us in this mission in helping students regain their social skills.
Well, thank you so much, Damon, for your time today, for sharing these great resources and ideas with listeners. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So let's make this EdTech easy with some key points from today's episode. Remove distractions, give students a topic, create an environment for discussion, invite students to talk, and make it fun. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode on classtechtips.com/podcast, including all of the ways to connect with the team at Ask Class. A big thank you to Ask Class, our sponsor for this episode. Ask Class is a relationship-based student engagement platform for teachers who want to help their students build relationships, resilience, and character. There are thousands of questions that help students build connections in your classroom community. Get $25 off on all premium features by using the code MONICA at checkout. Make sure you use the promo code before it expires on August 31st. Please visit askclass.com to sign up. That's askclass.com. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically, so you don't miss a thing. And if you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It helps other educators find this podcast when they're searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for this week's new episode.